Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October 25th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. We also believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers. What are the great solutions we have at our fingertips? We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. The Weekend Act Conference, we weren't able to be live enough hours to cover everything, so we pre-recorded a bunch of great interviews for you, ladies and gentlemen. The first one is with Michael Proper, and he's chairman of CLEAR. I think of it as CLEAR Communications, if you will. But they say decentralize your digital life with CLEAR. CLEAR.co.com is the website, or CLEAR.store for their store that competes with Google and Apple stores, etc. Centralized systems are robbing our children of the future they deserve. Amen to that. Here's Michael. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman continuing live, interviewing vendors and speakers at the WeekendAct.net conference. I'm telling you, it is an inaugural event in Salt Lake City at Saltair. Just an incredible event, man. It's been something to behold, I'll tell you what. There's people everywhere learning from one another, rubbing shoulders, building relationships. It just goes on and on. And, man, it is fantastic to see. The latest man to be our guest just got off the speaking stage, Michael Proper. He's chairman over at CLEAR Communications. The idea is, hey, you know what? Centralized systems are robbing our children of the future they deserve. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Sam, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Catch us up a little bit on your speech thing. Give us kind of a summary for those who may have missed it, and we'll encourage them to go to weekendact.net, and they can go ahead and get a ticket, and then they can watch the archives and see your speech. But in the meantime, sir.
We basically reviewed how important it is to decentralize our world, as that's the way we can basically walk away from these secret combinations, whether it's big tech or big media or big government or even big health.
Talk a little louder in your mic if you can. It's a loud crowd.
Can do. Hello, crowd. It's wonderful to be here. This is the first time doing something crazy like this.
All right.
Sam is amazing in person and then some.
Ah, well, we appreciate that, sir. The check, I guess it's not in the mail. I better put it in your hand after. Anyway, so there's a lot going on, though. Let's talk about CLEAR. Let's talk about the founding a little bit. I've heard a lot about it, but I just need to kind of catch everybody up because it's a, in a way, it's a new kid on the block, but yet it's very well established, right?
So we got over 11 years that we've basically been building different businesses. And these businesses are service providers, whether it's the CLEAR Foundation, CLEAR Center, CLEAR Cellular, CLEAR United, CLEAR Health. And these guys all focus on decentralized systems for the future. And this future is all about the digital world instead of the physical world. So you may have saw on Thursday where Trump basically announced this new digital world effort. Well, there really is a different way to be able to deploy governance. And with the digital world, there's a declaration of unity. You can see it at digitalworld.earth, and you can see this declaration. And if it's something that aligns with you, please reach out. You can sign it. You can be a part of it. And the next is going to be a constitution.
So, all right, so let's talk about that. This first one's really a petition.
Yep.
And the goal is to say, hey, what? Privacy matters?
It's not just privacy. It's this digital world that we all, like right now, even though people are listening through the speakers in their car or in their home, there's a digital signal that sends this. We don't have governance and structure over this digital signal. And that's basically what it's building. Just like how different land, this whole earth we live on is one big ball, so to speak, a sphere that we get to live our lives on. But most of the time we're operating in this digital ecosystem. And this digital ecosystem does not have real governance for the future of mankind. But with technology, especially decentralized intelligent systems that are put together, we can literally build a future for generations. Kind of like you and I, Sam, when we were born in this world, we didn't understand phones and cars and fridges or any of these digital devices the way that we operate with them now. And so imagine a future where people are actually free instead of slaves to these digital devices. And that's really what we're building, Sam. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, and it comes from the idea that technology is neither good nor bad. It's how it's used and who controls it that matters, right?
That's exactly right. And this Declaration of Unity talks a lot about principles and virtues and purpose, and it really ties into the future for people to operate. Because right now, a lot of people just kind of hide online, and they don't act responsibly or the same way that they would in the physical world. And with this new digital ecosystem, you can literally build reputations online, but still have some anonymity or some obfuscation of who you are. So they may know your first name, but not your last name. And that obfuscation can be proven by cryptographic keys. And the future of everything in this world is all proven by math, cryptography.
Proven by math, duplicatable, reliable, and not fakeable, right?
That's absolutely right. Imagine identity that cannot be faked. Imagine, we call it the Maria Gonzalez problem. So over 24 different individuals were born in the same Orange County hospital on the same day. How do you manage that? Do they just get different social security numbers and that's how you manage it? It's much deeper than that. And so literally cryptography. So for instance, Sam, let's say that, you have a Clear phone and you have a derived key for contacts on that Clear phone and you connect with me, Sam. I take my public key, you take your public key. Together, it builds a new unique key for both of us, kind of like a QR code.
It's a concatenated unique key.
You got it. And that, instead of us calling phone number to communicate, or email to email, or IP address to IP address, you literally communicate over this new contact management system that's actually been standardized worldwide. A wonderful another Sam named Sam Smith actually is one that built it. You can read it online if you want to look up Carry. So Carry is actually for key management, and Sam Smith. It's a 180-something page document, but it literally has been standardized by the folks that actually originally built the barcode. The barcode, also known as 666 in the middle, this new QR code system will literally replace it. And everything that has a barcode on it today has been standardized with this. So it's not just human-to-human communication, but it's human to device. So human, maybe to a store, maybe to anything in the world. So literally you could go and buy, you know, a Manuka jar of honey from New Zealand. Right now there's a lot of fraud and counterfeit in honey, believe it or not. So 30% of the honey that actually arrives from New Zealand to China is real. The rest of it is actually counterfeit. Isn't that crazy? But they're using these same types of technologies to
actually... counterfeit as into its origins.
Yes, it's still honey, but it's not really Manuka honey from New Zealand. That's
exactly
right.
Yeah, you're paying
right.
A premium for not a premium, buddy.
You got it. That's exactly right.
You're getting garbage in the, what do they call that, organic aisle.
You got it. So imagine identity can never be fraudulent, and we should never say never, but because people can screw things up. But ultimately, identity can actually be verified by third parties. I'll give you an example. Let's say you wanted to go into a bank and actually get a loan, which I believe is the true American dream. To be able to actually get credit. It's not necessarily buying a house and becoming a slave to a financial system, but it's actually the ability to go in and get credit into a system, because not everybody in the world has bank accounts, let alone credit. But let's say you wanted to go in and buy a car or maybe want some other assets. In this new digital world, you can actually verify with other people your employment and your income and your education. And the bank can actually have some assurity that it actually connected up with these other ecosystems, the bank, your education, and your employer, and actually validated who you were, what you're doing, your income, blah, 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 without the details, but with their cryptographic ability to actually communicate back with you. Does that make sense, Sam?
Yes, it does. And what happens, ladies and gentlemen, with a lot of this crypto technology or whatever, there's a chain of deliverance, right, that can't be faked also.
Yep, it's actually what we call, it's actually a triple ledger accounting. So there is no systems or humans in the middle of it. Like today we use double entry accounting where a transaction happened and then you account for it in a system and then you report it for compliance. In this world, you don't need the reporting and systems and people to actually do it. The technology does it all on its own. And
yeah,
so,
because in double entry accounting, a lot of times you give one version of something to somebody and another version for another reason. This is triple, but it's not different versions, right?
That's exactly right. And it's even more brilliant than that. But in a net.
I don't want to take everybody down a rabbit hole, but technically I want people to kind of understand what's happening here, though. And so then what happens at unique to clear with this kind of basis we've set? What happens unique to clear now?
What's unique to clear is that there's a key management system on these phones. It actually builds 12 words when you get the phone. So instead of getting an Apple phone and a Google phone, where you actually log into iCloud or you log into your Google account, you literally get 12 words, and those 12 words then have derived keys from there on out. But the phone and your fingerprint are what actually access those derived keys. That is what will change the world that man currently knows, especially when it comes to technology. And so imagine a world, a digital world, where we can actually communicate with people with validation without being surveilled. And what I mean by that is everything today, hardware, software, systems, servers, CMOS, BIOS, everything actually has back doors, believe it or not.
Yeah, it does, because the government built it that way from the ground up.
They really
did. The military got in bed with the universities, who got in bed with the Department of Defense and others, and as a triad, they built this.
You're exactly right. As a matter of fact, my history goes back to 1992 in the security world. I actually worked with the same folks that funded some of these projects that came out of those universities. I even worked with business plans in these universities. And the next thing you know is there's collusion with the government. And then right here in Little Old Utah, probably about 30 minutes from where we're sitting, Sam, is the NSA. And they actually copy every piece of data that is sent worldwide. And they meta tag it, they track it, and they can go back into it. And people think, oh, I'm encrypted or whatever. But the point being is, when you have communication, let's say with one phone number to another phone number, even on technology like Signal, which is a wonderful application, and the developers and funders should absolutely, we should applaud them. But the technology of encryption is solid in between, but this NSA still knows what number called what number and then what blob is in the middle.
Well, and they also still have the ability oftentimes to insert themselves as a man in the middle somewhere on one end or the other where the decryption happens. So let's be very clear that everybody thinks this stuff is secure, and I'm here to tell you that it's not.
You're spot on. You're absolutely spot on. But imagine if data gets obfuscated, so they can't actually tie it back to a particular cell phone.
Yeah, so they've got the data. They just don't know who, where, how, what now.
You got it. You got it. So they can play their surveillance game, but there's no way for them to organize it in such a way that they can actually make heads or tails of it.
Because it's now random communication.
Yeah, so that...
You got a piece of data. You don't know that it was Sam and Michael.
You got it.
You might think it was the speaker over there and Tina.
It is.
I don't know who Tina is, but you get it, right?
Tina is amazing, and you should get to know Tina if you don't know Tina.
I know Tina. I'm just okay, teasing. I didn't want to tie it to Tina.
Oh, I would tie all of this to Tina, because she's literally... She is acting on what she feels compelled to do.
Yes, she is.
That's all we need to do.
He's talking about Tina Horlocker, ladies and gentlemen. I was just using a fictitious Tina out there in the beginning. But he's right. Tina Horlocker put this incredible conference together, and it is something to behold, I'll tell you that. Now, so tell me about Clear then from a user point of view. What they need to know is this. They get a little bit of anonymity. They're not tied to one of the big corporations, if you will, right?
That's correct.
You get your phones how, where, what? How are they different for me then? What operating system are they on?
The Clear phones can be purchased and seen at clear.co.com for all the companies. But if you want to actually purchase, it's clear.store. And so at clear.store, you'll see a couple different phones. The first flagship phones, we launch three every 2 years in October. And the 220, the 420, the 620 have been out since last October. These are wonderful phones, solid screens, solid memory, solid batteries, and solid cameras. They do vary in size and price, and you can combine buying the phone and the actual cellular service together. So $50 a month, $100 a month, or $150 a month, and that includes the hardware, the software, and the services. The services being voice, data, and text. We did a deal with Deutsche Telekom worldwide. Here in the U.S., it rides on the T-Mobile network. But these mobile phones can take multiple SIMs, two SIMs, and you can literally run two different numbers at the same time. If you want to keep your existing number and you're not running on T-Mobile, we can port that over, and you can literally have obfuscation of it. For instance, last month, T-Mobile was hacked again. Well, I shouldn't say again. That's not fair. But there was...
Oh, it's a little bit true, though, too.
there was millions of
accounts. Yes, like 50 million accounts.
Yeah, and so think about it. Today, you're signed up with one of these carriers, and believe it or not, they have your social security number, they have your name, they have your address, But you
they
know
even
what?
Have all your family.
It's even worse than that. They actually know more about you than even Google and Facebook do, believe it or not.
I know it.
And that data is a honeypot of data. But if we obfuscate you from not linking your name to that, you literally separate from it. So you can buy these phones with cell service or without cell service. The phones range from $4.99 all the way up to about $11.99. And they literally will replace your Google and Apple phone. And the operating system that they run, Sam, is called ClearOS Mobile. And ClearOS Mobile actually connects with this encryption key that you get when you get the phone. And that ties to ClearOS Server, which is a bunch of servers all out in the world. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, the number one server in the world, actually pre-installs ClearOS Server on all of its Gen 9 and Gen 10 servers. They don't even do that with big other companies like Red Hat or Microsoft, etc. But literally, you can grab the server side of it and be a node on the network that actually ties the storage infrastructure that then connects down to the phone. So in other words, if you were to lose your 12 words after you ran it for 2 or 3 years and you've got photos and emails and contacts and calendar and wallets and crypto and assets and all that stuff on there, you literally can just lose your phone, drop it in the toilet, or lose it. And literally, well, I guess the new Armor phone here, you could drop in the toilet and get it back out just fine. But the other phones, so we literally announced
and
one.
And those are at the top end of the scale in terms of dollars, right?
Yeah, the Armor phone is actually $9.99.
I'm just saying it's up there at the upper end.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's so ruggedized, ladies and gentlemen, it's got to be.
One of the marketing videos that we're doing on it is throwing it in the mud. So like muddy yuck, you put it all the way in the mud and then drive over it with a car and then pick it up and use it.
There you go.
So that's really right. Kind of the litmus test we're playing with.
Okay. And how does the plan work then? Your contract is with Clear for your service, right?
Yep.
Your phone is, what is it, leased from Clear, or do you own the phone?
24 months, you basically subscribe to it. So you make a commitment to unite together, and we all come together to basically remove big tech from our life. And we're not asking for contracts, we're asking for your word. And so 24 months, you commit to it, and you say, you know what, 4 months later, this isn't working for me, I gave it a shot. Send the phone back, and we'll stop billing you. But the goal is, we have to do something different. We're all brothers and sisters here. It doesn't matter what kind of religion, what kind of color our skin is. If we unite together, we can come up with a solution for the conspiring men and secret combinations that we're currently dealing with. Because let's be honest, and you probably know this in spades, and most of your listeners, this is not about a pandemic, Sam.
No.
It's about a financial reset and digital control. And on the other side of this war that we're heading into.
And it's about population control along the way, but yeah.
Yeah, but the digital control is what will drive that population control. Separate, I'm not even going to get into all the health stuff because you don't even want to start me on that one.
I understand. They almost killed me twice. I get it. So, Michael, so people understand then, what services does this operating system of these phones support?
Services as in applications?
Like, can you go on Facebook?
You can operate in the existing world that you want. So every single Android app, you can pull into it if you want. You know, there's certain apps that we say or that we recommend, and there's certain phones. So that within the Clear Phone ecosystem and the Clear technology, there's a phone called the Freedom Phone. You may have heard of it.
Yes, I have.
And the Freedom Phone is basically a combination of apps that basically integrate together for freedom-loving individuals. So it's totally integrated.
Well, then they got to be able to, with one click, listen to Liberty Roundtable live with that thing. Come on now.
Say that again.
With one click, they got to be able to listen to my radio show live then.
Amen to that.
The Freedom Phone.
Have an app?
We do have an app. It's called LovingLiberty.net. It's an Android and iPhone app.
Let's get it done.
It can be ported to your Clear app.
Let's get it done. Right now is the time.
Okay.
Let's literally, at this conference, let's figure out a way.
We'll talk about that after the fact, but we can get this done though.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. So you can then get these suite of apps. Give me a kind of a glimpse of what is for the Freedom Phone apps.
So these apps, you can, depending on what type of phone you purchase. So the Freedom Phone is a model that's focused primarily on liberty. The Clear Phone is focused primarily, believe it or not, on health and the individual. And then the actual Armor Phone is focused on...
And I believe it because what we're saying is that these digital worlds we're living in are destroying our health. From anxiety to paranoia to addiction to... I mean, we can go on and on, but you get the point, right?
That's right.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
And then,
the Liberty Phone.
So it's basically the Armor Phone is what we're announcing today. And those are for people that want to be literally high level of security and protection where there's life or death situations at hand. So you've got the Armor phone just announced. You've got the Clear phone, been shipping for about a year. And you got the Freedom phone, which our second round is going to be shipping in November this year.
All right. Tell me about the Freedom phone and the apps that are collected there for Freedom lovers.
The Freedom phone apps come with things like Parler and other apps that are similar, Newsmax, etc. And we'd love to have the Loving Liberty Network on there. Let's just learn a little bit more about it and see if there's a good quality app there and something we could get behind.
Okay. So we'll work on that, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to understand this. Clear technology is what I'm going to call it, is revolutionary in that it is decentralizing the world. Yes, technology is cool, but centralized systems, ladies and gentlemen, are not only rotting our children of the future they deserve, but it's rotting everybody of everything that they hold dear and the security and safety they deserve. So the Declaration of Immunity, I don't know what you call it, petition or whatever. Give me where that's at one more time.
To find that, you go to digitalworld.earth, and you click on basically the section that'll have the declaration. You'll see it right in the front.
All right. That's important for people to sign up for. Where do people go then if they want to learn more about the phones, get involved? You not only have clear.co.com that you can go to, but there's also people that are starting to sell them too or be partners with you guys, right?
Yeah, so
retailer or distributors or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, so the Clear phone is sold only through the Clear United ecosystem. And those are only people that influence other people, just like you, Sam. The ability for
I probably don't influence anybody.
Whatever. this is probably the best interview I've ever had on the radio because I actually try to understand what you live every single day. I closed my eyes through this whole interview and just tried to connect to you and listen to you. Oh, it's beautiful. believe it or not, when I was young, 5 years old, at 5 to 6 in that year, when I started school, my teachers figured out that I couldn't hear anything. I was fully deaf.
Oh, that's brutal.
And, well, it's the same reality here. So I literally, it took about 6 months and a couple surgeries, but I was able to hear again. But I don't know about you, but when you lose one sense, one of the other senses just absolutely picks into another level, and I have just observed
it. Yeah, because you tap into it as a necessity, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens.
You got it.
I don't know that literally the sense gets any better, but your ability to interpret and rely on that sense increases substantially.
I guess what you focus on, you improve.
Yeah, huh? Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, part of the reason this interview was so unique is that I'm an IT guy for a living, so I can dig in a little harder than most talk show hosts might be able to, and I can try to provide clarity to Clear. How's that, ladies and gentlemen? Michael Proper, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam. And one other thing to note.
Sure.
About 4 years ago, we made a commitment to develop ClearOS Server for the blind.
And we'll talk about that in a future interview, my friend.
Much love.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the interview with Michael Proper was very good. It was a proper interview, I'm telling you right now. The guy was great. He understood we the people. He understands what it takes. He is interested in privacy. He is for decentralization. Everything that we stand for is liberty-loving Americans he stands for. The guy is just incredible. And so the interview was so great on both sides. I loved it. He loved it. He went and grabbed a couple of his developers. One of them developed the Freedom phone, and then the other one developed his super rock-solid hardened phone for those in construction or the military or whatever else, if you want a rugged phone and stuff like that. Anyway, just tremendous stuff. But then he had me interview both of his developers, and I'll save that for another day, another broadcast, because I want people to get exposed to these Clear phone options. The mainstream mocking them big time. But we're going to get the last laugh, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now. All right, just 1 second. Another incredible interview coming up. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sudan's civilian prime minister, Abdallah Hamdok, was put under house arrest, and several other ministers were also detained Monday in what appears to be a military coup in the northeastern African country. The arrests come a day after the Biden administration met with the head of the military faction of the Sudanese government and warned him against staging a coup. A La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific is bringing rain and several feet of snow to California. The National Weather Service in Sacramento issued numerous warnings on Sunday concerning the rainfall, flooding, and debris flows. James Michael Taylor, the actor best known for playing the reoccurring character Gunther on Friends, has died at the age of 59 from prostate cancer. He passed at his home in Los Angeles, California, with family. Tyler was first cast on the show as a background actor, but went on to become the reoccurring character with the most appearances. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Some lawmakers are condemning the Biden administration's handling of the crisis at the border. Brad Bernards from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration has completely turned a blind eye to what's going on at the nation's southern border, and it's time for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to step down, Representative Ashley Hinson said Friday. There's just been a complete void in leadership, the Iowa Republican said on Newsmax TV's Wake Up America.
There's just been a complete void in leadership. He has repeatedly misled and flat out lied to me and other members of the Homeland Security Appropriations Committee, and I think it's time that we start putting that politics aside. And he, as you mentioned, the Biden administration and what they have done in the past 10 months has completely turned a blind eye to the situation at the border. So every time I've asked questions that the American people deserve answers to.
Hinson added that she hasn't gotten a response about her request concerning Mayorkas, but that's par for the course from an administration that takes months to respond to her.
We are USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. The hard-hitting, incredible interviews continue from the Week in Act Conference on Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Tracy Scadden is our next guest, and I'm telling you, Tracy is tremendous. She's a registered nurse. She's been in the business for 34 years as an RN. She works in the hospital and in the ER and other places like that, and she's tremendous. And she says, I will not wear the mask. I will not get vaccinated. And she mixes it up with the staff as well. She hasn't been fired yet, but she says if she gets fired, so be it. She wants to stay. She wants to work. She wants to serve. She wants to care for people and help people become healthy again that are ill. That's what she's done for the last 34 years of her life. Here she is, Tracy Scadden, on your radio. All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live. Week in Act Conference, weekinact.net. You've missed the most incredible event, ladies and gentlemen, since COVID began and beyond. It's incredible. Speakers, vendors, Americans standing together for the sacred cause of liberty, and it gives you hope for the country. I'll tell you that right now, ladies and gentlemen. Weakenact.net, if you go there, you can sign up and use the keyword liberty, capital letters, liberty. You'll get a discount. And then you can have the archives of the speakers. You can't get the incredible experience of rubbing shoulders with some of the greatest patriots on the planet. That you got to be here in person for. But we can make sure the speeches are available for you. Weakenact.net's where you get that done. Sorry for my voice, ladies and gentlemen. I've been doing literally about 12 hours of radio in 2 days, so it's a little bit out of control. Nevertheless, it's worth it because of the caliber of the people that I'm spending time with. It's just amazing. Tracy What is it? Skadden?
Skadden.
Skadden is how you say it. S-C. Yes. Tracy Skadden with me. And she wants to put together a silent vigil for COVID vaccine victims. Now, that's incredible. And I believe there are vaccine victims to the tune of thousands. If you study the VARS database, ladies and gentlemen, you literally got, 700,000, almost a million adverse reactions to the vaccines. You've literally got 30,000 plus deaths attributed so far. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to have a vigil not only for the deaths, but for the adverse reactions, sometimes even worse than death, because you have to live lifelong with pain, lifelong with disabilities. It is a tragedy of epic proportions, ladies and gentlemen. Tracy, welcome to the broadcast. Have I done it justice?
You have.
All right, catch me up. What got you on the idea? When's it happening? Who's involved? Where's it going to be? Give me the deets.
Well, it's a silent vigil for COVID vax victims, and it will be held on November 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. on the corner of State Street and South Temple. Our dress
That's downtown Salt Lake City, ladies and gentlemen.
Correct. And our dress code is black for mourning, and we'd like you to come and hold a sign if you've had a loved one that has died from the vaccine, or if you've had a loved one that has been injured.
Because the adverse reactions, the injuries are serious, folks. They're not just like, I got a toenail that hurts. They're serious. I mean, people are literally destroyed for life, aren't they?
They are.
All right. Tell me how you got onto this idea. Are you doing it alone? Who's doing it with you?
Nope. I'm a registered nurse, and I belong to a group that meets every Wednesday down in Salt Lake, a medical group. And it's called Health Independence Alliance, and they are the ones that are spearheading this.
All right, Health Independence Alliance, and are they doctors too?
There are doctors that meet, there's nurses, there's occupational therapists, there's chiropractors, you name it, they've been there.
And it's called Health
Independence Alliance.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just trying to take notes at the same time on this. So are there a lot of doctors and nurses for this? Because you know, a lot of the nurses and doctors are afraid they're going to shut down, lose their jobs, lose their licenses. And how many of them are willing to actually stand up in this group?
There's quite a few. And we get more and more each Wednesday that we meet.
Yeah, because they start to realize more and more of the truth, don't they?
Exactly.
It's one thing to say, yeah, we're for vaccines in general. And then when you see the death and the destruction and the carnage in the wake, you change your mind, huh?
Exactly.
All right. So when you guys meet, what do you meet about?
Well, we just talk about the mandates. We talk about our medical freedom, and they're actually trying to put a clinic together and a school for those that are homeschooling.
And the school will do what?
Well, it's a homeschool, and it's for kids that, you know, don't want to wear the mask, that once they...
Okay, so it's an education of how to respond and how to deal in society when they try to force this on you.
Exactly.
So you're talking about, I don't know what you want to call it, but vaccine autonomy, mask autonomy, in the sense that, hey, you know what, I own it's my body, my choice. The slogan they always used to use when it came to murdering babies, the slogan we want to use now, right?
Correct. Yep.
All right. Are most willing to speak out like you, or are you one of the very few that are this vocal?
I'm pretty vocal. I've been at the same hospital for 34 years, so I'm pretty vocal. I don't let too many things slip past me without speaking up.
And do you still have your job then?
I do.
And they're not going to kick you out?
Not yet. They haven't mandated it yet.
Is it a matter of time? Are they going to? Because I've got a lot of doctors and nurses and friends that are saying, hey, man, they're going to flat out let me go, or I'm going to have to leave, or... You know, what are the options? And are you facing that directly or not yet?
Not yet. And I just had a skills day last week, and they were doing the booster, but they didn't say anything to me yet.
And you've let them know clearly I'm not doing it.
Right.
What if it costs your job?
Well, I've been there 34 years, so I can step down.
And you will, if you need to.
Well, I'll let them fire me.
Yeah, of course, because you don't want to give them any excuse.
Right.
I understand. And you just want to stay strong in your commitments and be silent and serve and deliberate in your actions, right?
Correct, but I'm not silent.
You're not.
No, I'm pretty vocal.
And what if they discuss these things in front of you? Do you just quietly let them talk, or do you interject?
Oh, I interject. In fact, just about 3 weeks ago, I got into an argument with one of our supervisors, and I was quoting Dr. Peter McCullough, who has spoke here today.
Yes.
And I had spent like 3 days with him, and I was telling this supervisor, I said, you go down and ask those ER doctors if they had a COVID positive patient, but not sick enough to be in the hospital, would they treat them? Would they give them a treatment plan? And he went down and asked them, and I was referring to hydroxy or ivermectin, and he came back and said, two ER doctors down there said no. And I said, that is wrong. When there are treatments out there, and they've sent this person home with literally a death sentence if they've been watching the CNN news.
And my question to these doctors who said no, they're ER, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and my question to them would be this. Do you realize that between 100 to 200 members of Congress, their families and their staffs have been all taking ivermectin, knowing full well of the truth?
Exactly. I hope it opened up the supervisor's eyes, because I knew what they were going to say. I knew that they would say no.
And my next question would be, why not? Why not, even if it may not, in your minds, have efficacy in terms of true studies and legitimacy and approved for such applications, when we know the vaccines don't have true authorization because the vaccines they're giving people are not the, quote, approved one?
Exactly.
We know that. We furthermore know, though, that there's adverse reactions. Are they willing to document the adverse reactions in the VARS database? And well, are they willing to then, if somebody goes home and dies, are they willing to be responsible for that death when they know the a real agenda is first do no harm?
Exactly. And that's exactly what I said to my supervisor. I said, there are treatments out there, and they've literally sent people home with a death sentence because that's all they hear on the news. And I said, shame on them. And I said, I would never, never send anybody to the ER with that kind of attitude. And I said to him, I says, when this isn't about right or left anymore, this is about good and evil, and this is evil.
Well, and it's when it's first do no harm, that's the whole creed. My response is, look, if you know they're going to go home and suffer, why don't you at least give them oxygen opportunities through a prescription? Why don't you at least give them ivermectin and or like-minded options? And why don't you give them every opportunity to live? Why not do that? What harm can you administer by doing that?
Exactly.
And you got to weigh that against the life that you can save.
It's a crime.
Now, why do you think these doctors and nurses are so in lockstep for this? Do you think they just think that my job's on the line and I got student loans to pay even though I've been a medical professional for 20 years? What do you think the reasoning behind it? I don't understand how they've got so many people in the medical profession whose creed is first do no harm, whose whole purpose for being there, most of them, are that they really care and they want to help. I believe that. To this day, I believe that. But why do you think almost to a person, with few exceptions, are they doubling down in defense of this evil? Any idea?
I have no idea. I just know that it's evil.
It sure is. But it shocks me, and I'd like to really talk to them and say, why are you doubling down on this when you know full well it's hotly debated, when you know full well you see example after example, Congress is one of the best examples, and their families and their staffs, that's a lot of people. When you have Dr. Pierre Corey testifying before Congress, begging them, representing frontline doctors, begging them to give this a consideration and to legitimize it, and the Congress knows full well. But yet, to a man, these doctors and many of the nurses and medical professionals are simply saying, no, no, no. Why are they so pro-death in this? Do you really don't know?
I have no idea.
Have you talked to people about it?
I do, and there's a pediatrician that I send all the information to, and I sent him all the talking points of Peter McCullough one time, and he started saying about, well, he's suppressed or whatever, and you know, it's a lie. And I says, you know, he told me that all of his PowerPoint presentation came from the CDC. So if you don't believe the CDC, then who are you going to believe? Big Pharma that owns everything, that owns the media, that owns the
colleges?
Well,
wait a minute. If Dr. McCullough is doubling down in carrying out the CDC reality, in other words, the documents match between McCullough's testimony and the CDC, Then my question is this. Are you not willing to follow the science?
Exactly. That's what I said to him. That's what I said to this pediatrician. And I have it in text, and I'll keep it till the day I die.
Wow. All right, so you're a registered nurse?
Correct.
And you're really willing to give up your career over this?
Well, I've been there 34 years, and it's very depressing. So, yep.
Tracy Skadden, ladies and gentlemen, registered nurse, will not take the masks, will not do the vaccine, will not stay quiet, with Health Independence Alliance in Utah, putting together a silent vigil for COVID vaccine victims, ladies and gentlemen. Give us the time and place of the event one more time, and then can people find this online?
I'm not sure if they can find it online. It is going to be November 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. The dress code is black. We will be meeting on the corner of State Street and South Temple. And there is a phone number you can RSVP victim to. It's 385-315-0578.
And the reason that I'm asking if it's online is because I want people to have a way to share it. You know, social media really makes a difference for us right now.
It does. And I've got Eric Moutos from Business
Revival. I know
Revival.
Eric well. Uh-huh.
Okay, I sent this to him last night. I'm going to send this update because now I have an address. And he said he would post it.
All right. I also want you to get a hold of me. I can get it to lovingliberty.net, and we and others can spread the word as well. And if you remind me next week over the next several days, I'll promote the event as well.
Okay, perfect.
All right, email me, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. Just like it sounds, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. And I will go ahead and help promote this a little bit more, and we'll see how many people we can get there. I think we ought to expand it to the nation, though. Wherever you are, you can do a little bit of time of silence and prayer for the victims. Between those times, you can have people do that all over the nation.
Correct.
And I think we need to do that for sure, because we want health and healing. A dear friend of mine is in the hospital, got put on a ventilator, literally almost died, got trached, is now starting to revive and come back, almost died. His name is Dr. Scott Bradley. Dear friend of mine.
I know Bradley with Defending Utah.
He's on the radio with me every Monday. Dear, dear friend of his family. And we are praying for his recovery now.
Wow.
He will not do vaccines. He will not do the masks. The reason that he's so sick and the reason he's in the hospital is because they wouldn't treat him with the right things that he needed. And it became too late. And he had lung problems from the military. And now as a result, he has been in serious trouble. There you have it. So, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
you. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, ladies and gentlemen, nurses are taking on the establishment like never before, and so are school teachers. Angela Wilson, incredible interview with what she's done as she left. She got fired being a teacher because she wouldn't wear a mask, and here's her response. Angela. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman continuing live from WeCanAct.net. Incredible conference. We're calling it Liberty Conference 21 at Saltaire in Salt Lake City, Utah, ladies and gentlemen, the premier inaugural event, and man, it's going to be a wonderful opportunity going forward to have these events continually. I'm working on that with Tina and others, so I'm telling you, just amazing speakers, incredible vendors, and people in the crowd that are just movers and shakers for the sacred cause of liberty. One of those is Angela Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, and she's an author of three books, which we'll get into in a minute, but let's talk about who you are as a person and your personal story. You were a teacher, right?
Correct. In the public school system for 24
Ouch.
Years.
That's rough.
Yeah.
And where'd you teach? You don't need to give me the school. Just tell me kind of where. In Utah?
Yeah. In Utah County, Nebo School District.
Okay. And you're loving your job. You're a teacher. People who teach love it, right?
Correct.
And then what happened?
Well, I never wore the mask from day one. And so I was on their radar. They knew I was not going to go along with these mandates. So there's of course, a long, detailed story, but the bottom line is I lost my job because I wouldn't wear the mask and I wouldn't comply. And I just want to say there's no way I was going to teach a lie to my students.
And the lie is?
The lie is that they have to comply with everything authority says. The lie is that they have to stay distant from one another to be safe. Those are the major lies.
Yeah, and those are lies, in my opinion, they really strike at the very heart of the human soul. Humans need touch. Humans need affection and to feel appreciation and to recognize gratitude. And these things, when masked and distanced, are muted, if not deleted, from the memories, the hearts, the minds, the fleshy tablets of our hearts that it takes to be a real human.
Correct. And also, I guess I left out, of course, the lie that the mask was actually helping them or helping anyone to not be sick.
Yeah, because you're saying that you can even get sick because of your mask.
Right. And I also didn't like that it was taking away their humanity by covering their smiles. I feel
And this is what I'm talking about, that heart, that human element of us all, that when you mask and distance, it mutes it, if not takes it away completely.
Yeah, because smiles are so reassuring. And even if someone's not smiling, the face is just a reassuring image.
Yes.
And there's actually this really airy song that I heard like a week or so ago by, that singer from the 80s, Billy Idol. It's called Eyes Without a Face. And I thought, yeah, to see eyes without the full face is disturbing. So the psychological damage that does, that they were perpetrating on our youth, I would not participate in at all.
Understood. Did it assault you just from a moral point of view or from a religious point of view or all of the above?
Yeah, all of the above. But, I mean, yeah, I believe in God, and I believe that we're children of God. And I thought it was a complete offensive thing to God to take away our humanity.
So do you have family?
I do.
And what do they think of you just deciding to up and quit?
Well, I am single, so I guess when you say family, I'm thinking of my immediate family. But yeah, I am single. So when I lost my job, I wasn't telling a husband, hey, honey, we're going to have to get by on half of our wages or whatever.
Yeah.
I was telling myself that I was going to depend completely upon God for my support.
Understood. And I don't mean to pry, but I do want people to understand the ramifications, the implications, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I mentioned that. Okay, well, so you rejected the masks, you lost your job, then what?
So I without going into major details, I had been called on a mission. I knew that I was preparing for a difficult thing. I had no idea that it would be this or how it would come down. But
wow.
But God had prepared me to be strong, and I had asked him to do so. So I knew I had been called to do something difficult, but I didn't know when it was going to happen or how it would happen. But I had asked him to strengthen me, so I was strong when it happened. But I had time to figure out what to do because he had prepared a little bit of money to get me by for a little time. And with that time, I decided to write these books. And I thought it would be a 200 to 300 page book to help people live free. And it turned out to be over 700 pages. And it's really for anyone 11 to 111 that needs to be able to know who they are so that they can truly live free.
So give me the idea of the books, just so everybody understands, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Freedom Foundation is the core of the series. Then you've got several different books relating to the Freedom Foundation series, right?
Yeah, I call it Freedom Foundation's Resource Manual and Study Guide. There's a volume 1 and 2 of the Resource Manual and the Study Guide. So what I have done is written the Cliff Notes to Freedom. So it covers a lot of knowledge, and that means that I wanted to be able to give people who didn't know enough the big picture quickly. I also wanted to have things in there for people who think they know all they need to know about freedom, maybe some heads up to things they don't know. And I also wanted it to be, I wanted it to keep the information that you might not have access to, say your social score goes down too low. So it's a record keeper of information that could be lost.
Wow, okay. So is it a read-through, or is it a use as a, you know, resource and study guide?
Yeah, that's why I call it a resource manual, because it is not meant to be just read once. It is meant to be referred to back repeatedly. So like you would refer to any reference manual repeatedly.
How did you get your core understanding of liberty so well that you could write these books in such a short time? I mean, it hasn't been very long, right?
No, only 10 months. You know, this is one of my life missions that God had been preparing me for a long time. So I'd always been a student of history, and I had paid particularly close attention to the Holocaust.
Yes.
But, of course, I'd paid attention to Mao's China and Stalin's Russia and just tyranny in general.
And yeah, Holodomor and the whole sort of it.
Right. So I had been prepared for this, and also as a teacher, I'm good at taking information and killing two or three birds with one stone. So
sure.
I knew how to make this information do multiple things.
Wow. How do people get the books, Angela?
You can contact me at freedomfoundations2021@gmail.com. That's my email.
Freedom Foundations with an S. 2021@gmail.com.
Yes. And, you know, people can find me at Liberty places like this as well.
Excellent. So you'll be having booths and showing your books, and you'll be on the circuit a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Are you going to do a public speaking tour?
You know, I would like to figure out how to get a little more. I've done, this is my third radio interview, so I need to get on that circuit.
All right. Well, we can help out more with that as the future unfolds. Are you going to write more books in the series, or are you going to do another series? What's next?
You know, after doing this, and just these are hot off the presses, what I'm going to do is spend the next year training people in the books. So if you buy the complete set, you get 4 hours of free training to understand it.
Wow. Okay.
And then I think after a year of that, we'll see what happens. I have already, in the short time it's been released, learned so much about how to help people navigate this information. So,
all right. How much is the series then?
You know, I am right now, I'm giving it a kind of a still and a deal. So if it goes up, that's just because I'm starting out and I'm starting low. It's $140 for all three books.
All right. Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. And you go to where again now? Freedom Foundations with an S.
Yes.
2021.
At gmail.com.
Angela Wilson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Freedom Foundations, ladies and gentlemen. You got to dig it, and you got to build your foundations, and you got to have a resource, right? And you got to also have a study guide. That's what it's all about in the series, Freedom Foundations. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Three incredible interviews all hour long, and we've got a lot more where that came from that we'll be playing over the next several days. Listen to me. The We Can Act conference was incredible. Over 3,000 people in attendance. I even was able to send out a text to over 2,000 people that signed up on the text promoting the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Here's what it said. The CSPOA is creating constitutional counties. Think about that. To learn how to make your county constitutional, get involved now. And then there was a link to the CSPOA.org. So incredible promotion of what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Telling the Tale of Liberty, we manned the Loving Liberty booth both days. Thank heavens for Molly and Liz and Zach and all those folks that helped me with it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A million times thank you. Your work was just tremendous. It was an incredible conference. Therefore, the mainstream press attacks us like nobody's business. And that just tells you, ladies and gentlemen, when you're catching flack, you're right over the target. We're telling the tale. We're truth tellers, and they don't like it. They don't want it. They want us to shut up, and they want to promote their communism and their socialism agendas. We will not let it happen on our watch, ladies and gentlemen. It is about freedom versus tyranny. It is about your agency. It is about your right to choose for yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, we will defend that right all the day long. That's who we are. That's what we do. That's why we've been on your radio for more than 25 years. 5 and 6 days a week, 2 and 3 hours a day, going to conferences all over the country, telling the tale of liberty, from public speaking to running booths to being on your radio. That's who we are and what we do, and we beg for your support. LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundtable.com. Spread the word, donate. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. I run my company for a living during the day, so I'm not begging for your money so I can go to Disneyland with my family. I want you to help me grow our presence in the media, and boy, does it take cash. To be everywhere and to tell the tale of liberty, to be a truth teller everywhere, takes money. Again, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Please spread the word and donate today, would you? We'd be so grateful. for Sam and all of our guests, God save the Republic of the United States of America.